forth. But now, many individuals are beginning to awaken from the illusion of power and are beginning to be able to actually use the power of the illusion. They are beginning to understand that physical reality doesn't really exist outside you, that you are physical reality, it exists within you, that the power of the illusion is in learning that it is, in a sense, an illusion, learning that that's what reality is, and in learning that it is manufactured, in a sense, within you, learning the means by which this is done, learning the means by which you can change it internally by changing yourself, and understanding that as you change yourself, so you change the entire world. For each and every change is a total change, not just a small change, but a total change. And when you know that physical reality is a mirror, a reflection of your strongest beliefs, your strongest thoughts, what you believe is possible, most likely to occur, then you can use the outer mirror illusion reflection as a guideline, a marker, a reminder of what kind of thoughts you are having, what kind of definitions you are believing, what kind of concepts you are buying into, and you can use it as a feedback system to show you whether or not you prefer to maintain those beliefs and those definitions. And if not, then to learn to change them and to see the outer reality reflection change along with the change within you. But as I've said before, and this is one of those, what you call in your language, catch-22s, is the idea that it must be an unconditional change, must be an unconditional internal change, which is another way of saying that if you make a condition of changing, in other words, you say, I will change if I get then the response I want to get, then you are making it conditional, and you are still putting the power outside yourself. You are still projecting outside yourself and saying that the power of change comes with the outside, comes with the change in the outside, rather than simply determining that the change has happened within you, and that you are who you want to be for its own sake, regardless of what goes on around you. In other words, that's the secret of true change, is that you will change and will behave differently than you did before, even if the outside reflection is still the same. When you can be that, when you can behave differently than you did before, even when the outside hasn't changed, then you have really changed. And when you then have really changed, the outside has no choice as a reflection, like in a mirror, but to change, to mirror you. But if you do it to get the change, you short-circuit it, and it will not happen, because you make it conditional. That's the power of the paradox in this situation. And the power of the paradox between the difference of the illusion of power and using the power of the illusion. Now, when we say illusion, again, understand, in your semantics, in your language, that's what reality is. It doesn't mean that there is no reality, except that there is no reality except what you define it to be. But that's what reality is. We are not saying it doesn't exist, but we are saying simply that reality is only the definitions you bring to the forefront of your belief system structure. And that forms the reflection, the illusion, if you wish, that you see, that you perceive all around you. Now again, remember, this is not just a philosophy, this is physics. You are energy. Energy is information. You are patterns of information. You are a perspective. You are a point of view, of consciousness, of awareness, of existence itself. That's what each and every one of you are, a point of view. And as you design and define your point of view of who and what you believe yourself to be, or who and what you believe yourself capable of being, that's what you get reflected. It may not always be a one-to-one reflection. Literally, it may be quite symbolic, because the reality mirror, the illusion, is, in that sense, capable of reflecting back to you in many symbolic ways that represent